Hey everyone, welcome back to the FCNN. Season V 2.0, it's coming. This is really exciting. It's been on a little hiatus, but I've said this before. For a news network that's like built on like covering the football, it's just been, you know, like we've just been kind of laying in wait. But when the season ramps back up, so do we, and we're back. A little bit has happened since the last time we talked. We'll go over like what we're doing with the FCNN later, but let's go over quickly what's happened with the FCF over the past month and a half-ish. The Ballers Collective is officially, like, it's announced, it's out. There's a Twitter account, you can go follow it. I'm pretty sure it's just at Ballers Collective with a Z at the end of Ballers instead of an S. I don't think any like definitive dates have for real come out for that though, which is odd. Because it seemed like it was like really coming like in the next few weeks, and then that next few weeks got pushed, and then it got pushed, and you know, I don't know. It's just like, I'm sure it'll come. I'm like, my opinions on the Ballers Collective will come later, and I'll do an episode on the implications, but for now, it's a definitely a thing, and the art's definitely there. You can see through the trailers that there's pieces, and it's all put together. And that will definitely be a team. I just don't know when it'll drop. Other than that, we did finally get like an official start date to the season. Well, a date for the first game. We all know that stuff will happen before that, which we'll go over. The first game will happen on April 16th, 2022. So, yeah. It's on our Twitter. It was their first. Everything pops up on the Twitter first. It's hard to get these out like right when things happen. So, if you haven't, follow the Twitter, because the Twitter has everything. Put on notifications, do the thing. Love all the people that make this, you know, really happen. Like, the Twitter is such a, like, it's such a big part, and thanks to Andrew for helping keep the Twitter going. Like I said, we'll get into what we're doing at the FCNN later. They did tryouts. The second tryout, I believe, no, first tryout. It was held in California. They did it live on Twitch with Dazn, D-A-Z-N. I don't know how you want to announce it. It's another TV deal. A TV-ish deal. International streaming. For people that don't want to use Twitch or want to stream through Dazn. The tryouts are live. They're being held. It was like a combine-esque media experience. They're really delving into the content outside of the football, which is great because, I mean, that's more for us to cover. It's more for people to see. And it really flowed well. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. The first combine date was like right in the middle of finals for like everyone. And even though it was on like a Saturday, I was still taking tests and doing whatever. It was free, I'm pretty sure, for athletes. And you can, if you're looking to get in, there's a link on the Twitter that we have, just scroll down a little bit. There you can get this code and you can sign up for free if you're an athlete interested in going to one of the tryouts. We'll have an episode later, like maybe even as soon as like the next couple of days, going over who's been signed as of now, because I don't know like how their contracts work. I don't know if there's any NDA involved, but there are signings that have been announced, like Marquez Johnson. And there's someone, he was like 6'4", and we know, like, no offense to who played the last time, this is no knock against him. There was, outside of Josh Gordon, there wasn't a lot of height in the wide receiver core. And I'm pretty sure one of the recent signings was like a 6'4 wide receiver. And if you look at Eric Evans' Twitter, at Flippa Gates, FlippaGates on Twitter, he's signed with the FCF as well. And they have, like, I don't know how they're doing signings, and this might be, like I said, leaks for media that I don't know. Like, stuff comes out and you just got to look at it and analyze. The pictures, which, like I said, are on the Twitter, scroll down. There's like a cool FCF background. There's microphones. The commissioner's there. He's taking these pictures. He's wearing like a FCF combine jersey, it looks like. It's really cool. Really like it. But yeah, we'll go over who's been signed later, but it looks like some cool dudes have been signed. I definitely think the FCF has some competition now, considering that like the league has to now compete with other leagues, because when it ran in the pandemic, it was doing something rare. It probably, like, you know, there weren't a lot of leagues that were, like, you know, doing what they were doing, especially in the middle of the pandemic. So, yeah, there was less competition. Now they have to compete, but it looks like they're really securing some dudes. And through these tryouts, which there were quite a few people at the last one, there were some ballers. And, it was really cool. NBCLX was there. They were also doing content. It was cool. I know Porto got out there, and some other people. It was a really cool event. Hopefully the next one's just as cool. So the league has really, it's moving towards it. As far as some speculative things, not speculative, but things that have come out but not in full detail, there's a prediction engine coming to Season 2.0, and it's going to be, you can, if you're not a fan of the teams that are playing, you can participate in something, and I'm pretty sure what they revealed, I'm pulling up the notes as I go right now. You can guess the play still, but even if you're not in, I don't think it counts as a vote. I don't know the full details. This is just from what we've heard. The show, the tryout shows, all that stuff, the Dazen thing, which is just another streaming deal, they're just really adding to like this little empire that they've got going on. Twitch, NBCLX, and now DAZN. And also the championship game will be streamed on, not streamed, but broadcasted on the bigger NBC thing. They're still doing the live show every week, all that fun stuff. The NFT teams outside of Knights of DGen, really, I'm honestly not seeing a lot about them. I wouldn't say it's concerning, but there's just not a lot of like character there from what I've seen. Drew Austin has been fantastic about fleshing out the KOD stuff. Aoki hasn't. That's just how it is. And there's two other teams that we really don't know much about. I assume that in the next little bit, it has to, that we'll be getting some info on the others, because we're getting, what, we're 4 months away? So, hey. Let's go get it. Like, we gotta get stuff eventually, right? It's as far as the league has gone, you know, that's the quick rundown. As far as the FCNN, right? What are we doing as the ramp up? So I put, like I said, this is also on Twitter, but as we put on the Twitter, looking for some content creators right now to help shape FCNN's 2.0, because just like the FCF, we're looking to improve. Looking for people who are interested in writing articles, maybe speaking on podcasts, and possibly video editors. I'm trying to figure out how to do that myself, but, you know, it is what it is. It's tough, so, you know, I can't learn that overnight. If anyone wants to help, cool. We're looking to start putting out some more consistent content as we get up to the ramp up. Going to start introducing shows over the next few months. For now, we're just going to do more sporadic podcasts. If we want to get other sports involved, we will. I removed all the MLB content. I want to just look at the FCF now. I realize that that's where everyone's heart really lies. So we're just going to really go into that. But outside of that, that's really want to get off my chest. We're looking for people. Contact me through the Twitter. We have the Discord up. The Discord's more for... It has really morphed into just like a chat room for the people who are involved in making things and putting things out. But the perks of creating with us is that you get to go behind those scenes and like see what we see, and you get to help put that all together. So if you want a chance to like put some cool content together and, you know, help us with Season 2.0, then do it. Like I said, thank you to Andrew for once again doing the Twitter things. Keeps it down. So I'm going to be putting out an article later. I won't name the topic now, but there's going to be an article maybe coming out later tonight, maybe in the morning. It really depends. We're going to be doing, and I'll tweet this out, but the current schedule I want to do is I want to get at least one podcast out a week, no named show. We're going to put show names on it later, and then we're going to be doing one to two articles a week looking at Tuesday release times and Fridays. I don't know why Tuesday and Friday, just feels nice, man. I just like it. And we'll ramp up as the season gets going, and hopefully with more personnel that show up and slowly phase in, then we'll have a cool little team going. All right, cool. Just wanted to give a state of the affairs. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Just a quick rundown on, hey, like what's going on. article coming up, like I said, tonight or tomorrow. I love you all. If you had, like I said, don't follow the Twitter, follow the Twitter. Andrew is fantastic. He keeps people up to date. That stuff hits super fast. And he's on top of that. The Twitter is always popping. The website, I'm going to do a little bit of renovation. We're going to get that going for season 2.0, all that fun stuff. Okay, cool. Join the Discord, follow the Twitter, look at the website, love Andrew. Okay, cool. Thank you guys all. Have a great night, and I'll see you all soon. Okay. This is Kevin signing out. Goodbye. FCNN's back. Again? Maybe? No, not maybe. Here we go.